Hi, this is Pat, and today I'm reading Psalm 7. A Shikin of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush, a Benjaminite. Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save and deliver me from all who pursue me, or they will tear me apart like a lion and rip me to pieces with no one to rescue me. Lord my God, if I have done this, and there is guilt on my hands, if I have repaid my ally with evil, or without cause have loved my foe, then let my enemy pursue and overtake me. Let him trample my life to the ground and make me sleep in the dust. Arise, Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the rage of my enemies. Awake, my God, decree justice. Let the assembled peoples gather round you while you sit enthroned over them on high. Let the Lord judge the peoples. Vindicate me, Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Bring to an end the violence of the wicked, and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God, who probes minds and hearts. My shield is God Most High, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. If he does not relent, he will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He makes ready his flaming arrows. Whoever is pregnant with evil conceives trouble and gives birth to disillusionment. Whoever digs a hole and scoops it out falls into the pit they've made. The trouble they cause recoils on them. Their violence comes down on their own heads. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Most of us have psalms that we love, that come to mind at difficult times or when we worship. For me, one of those is the next one, Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And another is Psalm 103. But it's been good to look a little closer at Psalm 7 and to think about David as he poured out his heart to God. He's still hiding from Saul, and it seems that Cush has told Saul that David is trying to kill him, and now Cush is hunting out David. David's answer to Cush's lies and threats is not to fight back, but to seek God's justice. David has sworn allegiance to Saul, and as an honourable man, he will not harm him in any way. He knows the truth, and he trusts that God will protect him. The last verse shows his confidence in God. I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. Thank you, Lord, for the amazing example that David is in his life. How, as you said, Lord, his heart was after you. Thank you, Lord, for these writings. They're just so full of worship, of prophecy, of praise, and real insights into his relationship with you. And Lord, thank you that the righteous God of the Old Testament, you are still that righteous God, Lord. And thank you that we are righteous, not in ourselves, but in you, in Christ. Christ is our righteousness. And thank you so much for that, Lord, and for the fact that we can seek you for justice, knowing that you are our righteousness.